You're listening to This Week in Big Sky Football, a comprehensive look at all this week's action in Big Sky Football. Now here's your host, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. Conference play is here, and it all begins and kicks off this weekend across the board. I'm Scott Girard, alongside producer Lloyd Cole, is making the magic happen. Great show lined up for you. Idaho State coach Rob Phinisee and Montana head coach Bobby Houck will join us. We'll also be joined by Ron Lockery of the Big Sky Conference. And in our final segment, as always, we chat with Craig Haley from Stats. Time to recap the games from this weekend. Montana top Sac State 41-34 in the Root Sports Game of the Week. Eastern Washington capturing a 70-17 victory over Cal Poly at home en route to a Big Sky record, 14.1 yards per rushing attempt. Montana State picked up a road win at Portland State, coming away with a 43-23 victory. UC Davis defeated Idaho in the 11 sports game of the week, 44-21, while Weber State upended Northern Colorado 45-28. Northern Arizona and Southern Utah faced off in their rivalry game, with the Lumberjacks clipping the Thunderbirds and returning the Hinton-Burbick Grand Canyon Trophy back to Flagstaff after a 31-23 victory. Idaho State earned the second road win of the season when it defeated North Dakota 25-21 with the help of some solid defense in that second half. Now, the Big Sky has four schools ranked in the FCS Top 25 polls. Leading the way is Eastern Washington at number 5, followed by Weber State at number 6 and 7 in both polls. Montana is number 17 and 18, and UC Davis checks in at number 19 and number 22. With that, let's go out the phone lines. Welcome in one of our favorites from the Idaho State Bengals, head coach Rob Phinisee. Coach, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Doing good. And the only thing I'm disappointed in is that Bobby gets top billing over me. Come on now, guys.
Oh, I see. No, I thought I started with Idaho State coach Rob Phinisee. And hey, you're first on the show, too. That's the most important. This is prime real estate of the show, is the first segment.
Okay, I'll take that. Just so long as Bobby knows that.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure to let him know coming up in the next segment.
All right.
Hey, congratulations. You pick up that second road win of the season. You knock off North Dakota 25-21. Defense comes up big in moments. Talk about that and how important that game was for your crew.
It was a big game. Any road conference win is big. You know, the only path to the championship is, you know, you have to win on the road. And kids came out. We got down early. And they stayed resilient. They played hard. They played tough. And they didn't flinch. You know, it's one thing we talk about, don't flinch. And there was never a moment of panic, never a moment of, oh, God, you know, this isn't going to turn out the way we want. They just put their nose to the grindstone. And like I said, accepted. Coach Coop did a wonderful job. Roger Cooper, our defense coordinator, did a wonderful job of making some adjustments at halftime. And like I said, we shut them down, and unfortunately got a touchdown there in the fourth quarter to pull away.
You know, coaches talk about learning how to win close games and maybe winning games when there might be some adversity throughout the course of a game. I got to imagine you as a head coach have to have a big smile on your face when your team, you know, has some adversity and things may not be going your way and you're on the road, but yet you still make plays down the stretch to win games.
Yeah, that's something that this team needs to develop. You know, and you need to keep. You have to be able to come back. You're going to be down at times, and you got to be able to come back and win without panicking. And I said they did a great job, coaches as well.
You let's talk about Tanner Goller, the quarterback for you this season. He's been important as far as the consistencies that offense has gone throughout the course of the year. Talk a little bit about him as a player and what he's been bringing to the table.
Yeah, it's always good to have a fifth year senior at quarterback and a guy that's started a lot of games, and so he's seen a lot of defenses, and just he does a good job of getting us into the right protections and into the right right checks on offense. And like I said, you can put a lot on his plate because he is a veteran guy, and like I said, a fifth year senior, that's hard to come by this day and age.
You know, it's interesting, too. You've got, how's the coaching brothers? You got Tanner at quarterback and Mitch at wide receiver. What's that dynamic like?
Yeah, it's good. You know, they yell at each other just like any other set of brothers would. Mike Farrier coaches Tanner and I coach Mitch, so we have them in separate rooms. And, you know, the best thing about it is, hey, you know, Mitch, tell your brother he's an idiot for doing this. Or, you know, that's usually my coaching point to the quarterbacks. Hey, tell them don't do that. You know, Mitch, take care of them. But No, it's fun, and they have, you know, a connection out there on the field, which is good to see.
You have amazing talent at running back. You got James Madison, Ty Flanagan, just to name a few. What do those young men mean to that offense?
Those two guys are, first of all, pound for pound, our strongest players on the team. Mm. You know, when we go rank our players after summer conditioning and lifting and all that, they are number one and number two, and they're workhorses. There's no animosity between the two. It doesn't, you know, if one's getting 30 carries and one's getting five, no one's mad. They're both pretty good team guys, and I think it's an advantage because, you know, they're both physical runners, and you can throw one in to beat on the defense for a little bit. And when one gets tired, the other one can come in pretty fresh, and there's no drop off between number one and number two. So if someone needs to tap out for a play or two to get a breather, there's no hesitation about having the other one in there. So two special guys. We're lucky, very fortunate to have them.
Rob Phinisee joining us here on This Week in Big Sky Football. This weekend, your Bengals host Northern Arizona for the first time in years in Pocatello. Talk about what you've seen on the Lumberjacks that jump out on film and what to expect in this matchup.
Well, they're leading the nation in turnover margin, leading the nation in takeaways. So they're a ball-hawking defense, very physical defense, play physical man-to-man. The corners are very tough, and they enjoy playing their physical brand of man-to-man. They have good linebacking, great linebacking crew. If number four, Taylor Powell, if he's back, he makes them a better defense instantly. And then offensively, obviously, Emmanuel Butler, you have to know where he is at all times on the field. And, you know, whether Cookus or Bridge Gadd plays, you know, we got our work cut out from the quarterback position. If number 10, Bridge Gadd plays, you got to contain him because he could beat you with his feet as well, with his arm. And so we have a tremendous challenge ahead of us.
So it's your chance to relay a message to fans there in Pocatello and Idaho State fans. What are they? Why should they be showing up and get that arena rocking? Because I know you want Holt Arena to be a special venue coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we do. Just come watch these kids fight and play, and watch how hard that they play for the whole game, and watch our coaches work. I mean, come look at the product that we've developed over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now. And like I said, it's a fun brand of football to come watch, and a bunch of good kids running around out on the field doing it for Pocatello and for Idaho State. And we want to make Holt Arena a tough place to play, and it gets hot in there. We're at a little bit of altitude, and you know, we want to lock the doors and see who can get out.
I love it. Coach, you're one of the best. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck on Saturday. Keep it rolling, and we'll chat again soon.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it. Idaho State coach Rob Phinisee here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Bengals hosting Northern Arizona Saturday at 2:35 Mountain on Pluto TV. All right, take a break. Come back. Segment number two. We got Montana coach Bobby Hauk coming up next right here on This Week in Big Sky Football. The 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships are headed to Boise. Buy your tickets now for a fun-filled week with basketball for all to enjoy. Purchase your tickets today by visiting BigSkyInBoise.com. That's BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Welcome on back. It's another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. Remember, Pluto TV is your leading free internet television service in America, and as part of the deal, the Big Sky Conference will air all of its live stream sporting events on Pluto TV for free, including up to 700 football, men's and women's basketball, volleyball, and selected soccer, softball, and track and field events. Simply go to watch Big Sky on Pluto TV to find games from several different sports. All right, so I started doing this show and being a part of the show about, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, and it was always fun to chat with this coach, and now it's fun to chat with him again. Legendary Bobby Hauk, back to the Big Sky Conference, back to Montana. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Scott, good to be on with you, my friend. It's this is fun to be back.
So what's it like for, you know, the second tenure as the head coach at Montana? How has it been returning?
Well, it's been great so far. You know, I don't think we're quite as good as a team right now as we were when we wrapped it up last time around. In fact, I know we're not, but I'm having a ton of fun being a part of this thing, and
you know, we have great kids in our team, and Missoula is a great place, so I'm having a ball. It's home for me.
When Montana reached out and asked, you know, is this something you might be interested, what was that decision like for you?
Well, I ran home and told my wife, Stacy, to sit down. I said, we got to talk about something. I said, you got to make sure, because I think it's going to move fast. So she said she was all in. She's a native as well, and it's kind of cool for all of us and our extended families to be here.
I bet. Hey, I know you mentioned your team isn't quite where you want them to be, but you are off to a 3-1 start. You're 1-0 in league play. It's a different Montana team, though, than you've had in the past. What are some of the keys that you've had and that you've been able to employ for success on this team, and what does your squad need to improve on going forward?
Well, there's a couple things that are – one is just going to take time for some of these guys to grow up. We've got 16 freshmen in our 2-deep right now, and
wow.
So that's going to be a little bit aggravating for everybody, starting with probably the head coach. But the thing that our team's doing is they're playing hard. They're embracing the mentality that I think we need to have success in this program. And so we're evolving that way, and I really – have been enjoying watching the progress our team's made. But, you know, we got to keep recruiting and build it to where we were when we were here last time. I mean, Colt Anderson and Mark Mariani and those guys aren't here right now.
Your linebackers, though, you've got a couple of good ones. Dante Olson, Josh Buss, they're two players that not a lot of offenses around the Big Sky want to go up against. What's it like having them on defense? What do they mean to that squad of yours?
Well, they've meant everything to us early on. And, you know, part of it is, as I always say, defense is a team game, and it takes 11 to get any play stopped. But those guys are doing a really terrific job up front and helping free up those two players. And Dante's had unbelievable numbers in terms of tackles and interceptions and sacks and all that. And Buss has really fought back from some severe injury since last November. And, you know, Josh Buss is a great football player, and I'm a little bit I feel bad for him a bit, just because he didn't have the kind of off season he would normally have because of the injury, and so he's just not as physically capable as he might be. But certainly, where he is right now is good enough to make a bunch of plays.
Dalton Snead is our Root Sports Offensive Player of the Week. He put up some crazy numbers, including 206 yards on the ground. How has he developed since your arrival?
Well, he's done a nice job. He's really done a good job at the quarterback position from a leadership capacity as well. He's popular in the locker room. They like him. He's got a lot of natural leadership characteristics that he exhibits on a daily basis. And then last weekend, he was pretty special. We got him a couple of wrinkles that Sac State had not seen, and he took advantage of it. And I was giving him a hard time after the game. He's in pretty elite company in terms of guys that have rushed for over 200 yards for a game here. I said, Chase Reynolds, Lex Hilliard, and Joel Humphrey are pretty good guys to be named with.
Yeah, not bad at all. Hey, from a personal standpoint, what's it like having a son play on your team?
Well, it's funny. With this particular son, I didn't think it would ever be a real good deal. You know, I didn't just – growing up, I told my wife often that I could never coach the kid. And he's probably too much like his dad, probably. But that's been a lot of fun. You know, Robbie's a freshman. He's playing for us a little bit, doing a pretty good job. And Shan Schillinger is doing a really nice job coaching him, bringing him along. And, you know, I don't deal with him a ton. And, you know, I don't get to be a parent, which is kind of too bad. But I do, you know, with my job, I wouldn't get to watch him play every week if he was anyplace else. So.
Yeah.
There's some give and take to that, and I've really enjoyed having the chance to coach him.
Montana head coach Bobby Howe, kind enough to join us here on this weekend, Big Sky Football. What's it been like getting back into the Big Sky? What was Big Sky like then as opposed to now, and how has the conference changed in your opinion?
Well, the biggest change is the number of teams, and you don't see everybody every year. And, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think it's really difficult to figure out who's got what and how it'll all shake out at the end. You know, when you're playing everybody else every year, it was a little bit different. You knew you'd get a chance to face them, and if you were in the race to win it, if you were playing the other top game in the league, then you were going to play, and the winner get to win a championship. And I don't think that's productive, but it's fun to know a lot of guys that are coaching around the league, and I think there are a lot of good football teams and a lot of good coaching going on, and you know, it's just a really, really strong league.
Hey, you had a chance to welcome back Hall of Famer Dave Dickinson for his campus salute. What's it like having a legend like that back on the campus? Is there any messages to your team that he's able to share to say, hey, this is what worked for me, this is how I was successful here?
Well, it was really cool to have Dave back. And you know, we're all old friends. We're all from the same neck of the woods and have known each other for decades, not just years. And, with us both being coaches and him coaching the CFL, our schedules are pretty different. We don't get to see each other much. So it was really fun to have him here. It was a really cool scene in the stadium on Saturday when they introduced him. And what I enjoyed most was when he talked to the team on Friday, and he had a couple messages for him. But he asked me what I wanted to say, and I said, just be you. And he talked to the team, and then I was laughing afterwards when we discussed it. I said, you know, it's good. You're telling the same things they hear from us every day, except they're hearing it from you, which is a good thing.
I love it. Hey, you got a big one against Cal Poly. It's the 11th sports game of the week. What about Cal Poly jumps out at you when you get ready for this team?
Well, a couple things. One, anytime you play a team that Tim Walsh is the head coach of, they're going to do certain things. They're going to tackle. They're going to be physical. They're going to run the ball. They're going to be tough to beat. They're not going to mess it up. So we know that is a given anytime you play Cal Poly. And then, you know, anytime you're playing the option-based offense, it's always difficult. You know, some days you win, some days you can stop them, some days you can't. And, you know, I've coached for a lot of years now, and you know, all the times I've coached against an option-based team, I never feel good about the game plan going into the game, and this week will be no different.
Well, Coach, from a selfish standpoint, I'm glad you're back. It's fun to catch up with you again, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, let's do that, and I really appreciate you having me on. I'll look forward to the next time.
You got it. Bobby Houck, head coach at Montana, as the Grizz take on Cal Poly, the 11th sports game of the week, kicking off at 4 o'clock Pacific time. Take a break. Come back. Ron Lockery of the Big Sky Conference will join us in our next segment. We'll announce our Root Sports Players of the Week as well. It's all straight ahead here on This Week in Big Sky. The 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships are headed to Boise. Buy your tickets now for a fun-filled week with basketball for all to enjoy. Purchase your tickets today by visiting BigSkyInBoise.com. That's BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Welcome back, everybody. It's This Week in Big Sky Football. I'm Scott Girard. Time to announce our Root Sports Players of the Week. Let's start with Montana quarterback Dalton Snead, named the Offensive Player of the Week, rushing for 206 yards, 3 touchdowns, also passed for 234 yards and a touchdown on 22 completions with no interceptions, finished the game with 440 yards of total offense and was responsible for 4 scores. Idaho State's Cody Graves named the Defensive Player of the Week, courtesy of Root Sports, had a career-high 14 tackles, lead the Bengals that 25-21 victory over North Dakota, also had his first career interception as he helped hold North Dakota to just 150 yards of total offense in the second half, kept them off the scoreboard in the final two quarters. And Rashid Shaheed, a sophomore from Weber State, named the Root Sports Special Teams Player of the Week, registered a 100-yard kickoff return in Weber State's win over Northern Colorado when he opened up the second half by taking the opening kick down for a score. Remember, Root Sports is your official television partner of the Big Sky. All right, time to welcome in Interim Commissioner of the Big Sky Conference, Ron Lockery. Ron, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. And good to catch up with you. Good to hear you're doing well. Let's talk about the Big Sky. Off to a good start this season in football. How does it make you feel to see UC Davis and Northern Arizona pulling off those wins over FBS teams in that opening week?
Well, it's always satisfying to get those FBS wins, because they're paying you to play them, and then you can get the win. But, you know, you just hope that it carries over to the rest of the season and plays a part when the committee sets and looks at us as a whole, what our teams did against those teams, et cetera. But with 4 ranked teams, I'm really excited about the possibilities as we head into conference play.
Can you talk about the situation with games against North Dakota counting as league games for the fans out there?
Sure. Yeah. When North Dakota came and said they had plans to lead the league, we had just finished getting Idaho worked into the schedule. You know, you imagine come in, we reformat, we do all that, and then North Dakota announces that. And further, it was somewhat of an amicable split. You know, they were moving to an area I think that was better for them, and our institutions were, you know, that's a long ways for our schools to travel. And so I think the president sat in a room, and they knew that removing North Dakota from the schedule entirely, we'd have to redo it all. And again, they'd been good members, and everybody again amicable. So they felt that let's just go with the scheduling consortium, work it the way we do, to where when you play North Dakota, it counts as a conference game for you, but they're not in our standings and they're not an affiliate. So
seems like that makes sense. Let's talk about the Big Sky, yeah. Missouri Valley Challenge. It's a series that I think's worked out well for both teams in promoting game, or both leagues in promoting games. Talk about the genesis of how this started and how you felt like it went.
Well, a couple years ago, you know, we just noticed that we were, just because of the nature of FCS and where we were situated geographically, that we were playing them a lot. And so it started non-formally, our information staff and et cetera. Well, then last year, here were eight games, and so we formalized it and called it a challenge, and there wasn't a payout or anything like that. So this year, again, we're playing eight games. I happened to be at a FCS commissioners meeting, the first one as interim, and I was sitting next to Patty Viverito, and I just said, hey, we should do something fun with this, and she agreed. So we came up with this this fun little thing we're doing.
It certainly, I think it's been a lot of fun, but the Missouri Valley did get the year one victory. Is there any kind of pay up that the Big Sky has to do to, you know, any, you know, to make amends between commissioners?
Yeah, what we came up with was the losing commissioner had to wear the jerseys of the winning teams for one day each in the office. So here coming up, when I can actually be in the office, that's the other issue, I'll have to wear the jerseys of the five Missouri Valley Football Conference teams that were victorious. And we have to post it on social media and all that. But you know, it was 5-3. Every home team won. So I think that was really dictate to our coaches. I need you to get more home games, yeah, against Missouri Valley football teams.
For sure. Hey, you know, right now you've got four teams ranked. How important is it for the Big Sky to get four teams in that FCS playoffs?
Well, I think it is important. You know, it's kind of the standard now. And when we didn't get a fourth last year, I think everybody felt, you know, that wasn't really acceptable. There's not a lot, you know, you can do, but we made some changes with how we're promoting, how we're the person we'll have on the committee, et cetera. And so we really feel good heading into this year. But I think it's even just as important that we get the right, all right, we got our team seated correctly, and that's another committee initiative, and then separated as much as possible in the bracket so we're not playing each other the second round and those type of games. And so those are just as important, I think, as we head into the playoffs.
As a league, I know that you and your staff are always trying to stay ahead of the curve and make changes and adjust to the current landscape of sports. What are some of the things and some of the exciting new ventures and things you've got going on in the league right now, currently and maybe down the road a bit?
Well, Scotty, I was just thinking the last time you and I talked, I'd come down there because we were moving to a predetermined neutral site basketball,
yeah,
championship, and really
right.
Wanted to talk about that. Well, here it is 3 years later, and we're still on that track, but we've moved our tournament from Reno to Boise, Idaho, into the CenturyLink Arena. And we're really excited about that. We're within driving distance of seven institutions, so we see it as a little more centrally located for our fans and our teams, and that's really exciting, and our staff's working very hard to make that not only a great basketball championship but an event for our fans. So that's really a big thing right now. And then the conference instituted a serious misconduct rule earlier this year. It goes into effect with the upcoming signing class. And we're excited about that. It was moved by our, you know, really the impetus of our Student Athlete Advisory Council. They had teamed up with Set the Expectation and Brenda Tracy, and it just evolved from there into this conference rule to keep these the individuals with serious violations off our campuses. And our coaches are 100% behind that effort. So that'll go into effect this year. And then for the first time ever, I've been at the league 23 years, for the first time ever in that time, we know where every championship is this coming year. So we're working very hard as a staff to make those great experiences for our student athletes and our fans, and that's really a point of emphasis this year for us.
Well, Ron, we appreciate it. We look forward to catching up with you again soon, and don't stay too busy, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it. Ron Lockery, Interim Commissioner of the Big Sky Conference right here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Final segment of the show next. We'll chat with Stats Craig Haley. Also note where you can find all the games on Pluto TV this weekend. Stay with us. It's another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football. The 2019 Big Sky Men's and Women's Basketball Championships are headed to Boise. Buy your tickets now for a fun-filled week with basketball for all to enjoy. Purchase your tickets today by visiting BigSkyInBoise.com. That's BigSkyInBoise.com.
Welcome back to This Week in Big Sky Football.
Conference play opened last weekend for the Big Sky. Action continues with the Root Sports Game of the Week featuring Eastern and now Washington at Montana State. Also, at that game at 1 o'clock, the 11 Sports Game of the Week will be Montana at Cal Poly for a 4 p.m. Pacific kickoff. The rest of the games this weekend can be found on Pluto TV by downloading the app on your smartphone, tablet, or TV. Northern Colorado hosts North Dakota at 12. Idaho will face Portland State at 2 o'clock Pacific, while Idaho State will host Northern Arizona at 2:35, that a Mountain kickoff time. All right, so let's go out to the phone lines. Welcome in the man himself, FCS Senior Editor of Stats, Craig Haley. Craig, how the heck are you?
Doing well, Scott. I'm trying to keep up with all the upsets in the FCS.
Oh, no doubt about that. Any surprises for you last week in Big Sky play?
Yeah, definitely the Idaho State win at North Dakota. I mean, with UND back at home after winning at, you know, Sam Houston State the week before. We know Idaho State has, you know, all those skilled players on offense. I think the key for Coach Fennessey is usually on defense. I mean, against North Dakota, it was sort of bend but don't break kind of defense, you know, especially in the second half with you know, Corey Graves leading the way. Maybe not a shocker, but definitely a nice upset there for the Bengals.
How strong is that Big Sky candidacy for four bids in the FCS playoffs? I know that we're maybe jumping the gun a little bit on that, but I know Big Sky fans always are concerned about the amount of teams that get into that tournament.
We're the media. We jump the gun.
That's what we do. You bring up an excellent point there.
I think if the playoff started today, it would definitely be four teams, and with, you know, five teams in the league, you know, off to 3-1 starts with solid schedules, you know, five is in the mix. I mean, Eastern, Weber, UC Davis, the two Montana schools. You try leaving one of them out of the playoffs right now, it's going to be hard. You know, maybe a Northern Arizona gets back into the picture, but those five have entrenched themselves, I think, going forward. It's just going to come down to the next, you know, 6-7 weeks with how it plays out with teams knocking each other off in conference play. But a great start for the Big Sky.
For so many years, Big Sky has been known for high-flying passing offenses. But the rushing performances, especially last week in the Big Sky, have been really impressive. I mean, Montana's quarterback ran for over 200 yards. Do you expect that coming from such a pass-heavy league?
No, not the history of the Big Sky. I mean, you know, I think it, you know, starts with Eastern Washington setting the tone with more rushing plays, more rushing yards in the past. I mean, none of us really expected it to get to that point. It's not just scheme, it's personnel. And I think, you know, you can look at like an Idaho State as an example. I mean, that team has talented running backs. And, you know, even though the Guller brothers are there for the pass game, they're running the ball because that's how you win. You win consistently. You can win championships when you're running the ball and not just relying on the pass. I mean, you want to be balanced. And in a league as deep as the Big Sky, 13 teams, you know, you have to be able to win these games late in the year when the weather turns. So I do think, you know, you have to look at personnel and not just scheme.
What game are you looking forward to the most this weekend in Big Sky football?
Hands down, it has to be Eastern Washington at Montana State. I mean, yeah, that's an outstanding matchup up in Bozeman. I mean, one of the best in the entire Big Sky season in my eyes. I mean, you look at Troy Anderson's story the last couple years, it's fascinating. And I think, you know, Coach Choate can bring Tucker Rovig off the bench for some passing. You know, Eastern is Eastern. I mean, I don't care how much they run the ball, I'd still take Gage Gubrud moving an offense down the field and in a big spot at any time. And great game. I guess I favor Eastern in this one.
Craig, always a pleasure. Enjoy the games. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Craig Haley from Stats here on This Week in Big Sky Football. Big thanks to him, as well as Idaho State's Rob Fennessy, Montana's Bobby Houck, and, of course, Ron Lockery from the Big Sky. Also, big thanks to Lloyd Cole for putting the show together and our executive producer, Denise Thompson. I'm Scott Girard. Enjoy the games this week. Be back with you next week for another edition of This Week in Big Sky Football.